Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's present-day Toronto. Annabelle is a bookkeeper in her 40s who lives alone and keeps a neat and tidy home. She's single, reserved, and has never been in love. Tessie is an 18-year-old sex worker who has lived on the streets for many years. She exudes sexuality from every pore. So what are they doing together? Well, Annabelle rescued Tessie from an abusive boyfriend and invited her into her home. And now they're sharing some drinks in a bit of a game. But as they get to know each other and their secrets are revealed, it's hard to tell who is rescuing whom. Woman Meets Girl is a sizzling short film about two black women during one night in Toronto. The film was written, directed, and produced by Murray Peters and co-stars Chelsea Russell as Tessie and Anuka Okuma as Annabelle. Anuka is an award-winning actress known for her extensive work on TV shows like Rookie Blue, Working Moms, Madison, and Sue Thomas, FBI, as well as guest roles on 24, Grey's Anatomy, and NCIS Los Angeles. Woman Meets Girl is having its world premiere on February 18th simultaneously at the Toronto Black Film Festival and at Queer Screen's 30th Mardi Gras Film Festival in Sydney, Australia. And I'm very pleased to have here with me producer, actor, Anuka Okuma, to tell us more about Woman Meets Girl. Hi, Anuka. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Anuka, in your 30-plus year acting career, you've played a large variety of roles, but what attracted you in particular to the role of Annabelle?
I think first off, the script was written really, really well. Murray Peters has a gift for sparse dialogue that says so much. And so just plain and simple, the work was attractive. And then Annabelle herself, she's different than any character I've played because she's just so much more complex. There's a lot of layers, and like I said, there's a lot that's unsaid that one can express with this character. She's so vulnerable and so fragile, yet she's making moves in her life. So it's just it was a great role, plain and simple.
So talk about Annabelle and how she fits into this story.
Well, she's, there's the interesting thing about the short is that it's lifted from a feature film that that Murray has written. So there, I had the luxury of having a great backstory to Annabelle. So, she's been living with her mother her whole life, taking care of her mother who has gotten sick. And when we see that Tessie and Annabelle in the house together, it's because Annabelle's mother has gone into hospice care. So Annabelle's alone for the first time, and that's, and she's lonely, and she meets this young girl who needs help. So she's done it out of the goodness of her heart, but she doesn't know what she's getting into when she invites Tessie into her home.
It's funny you should say that because that was going to be one of my questions, because short 15-minute films don't normally have such deep characters and backstories and are so well done. So do you see a feature film on the horizon?
Yeah, that in fact is the plan. We are working diligently to put the pieces together and try and get the feature film made. And our short film is our calling card for it.
Because it's amazing. I mean, because, you know, I watch short films and I watch movies, but they're very different things. But this feels like a totally complete but working part of a bigger film, which I very much want to see.
Oh, wonderful. Goal achieved.
So what do you think is the idea behind the whole entire film?
You know, it's the idea that these women, they're complete opposites. An older woman who is a virgin, a young girl who's very sexually aware and confident, and it's how they meet in the middle. And the thing that draws them together is the fact that they both discover through each other that they are worthy of love. And that's kind of, yeah, that's the human connection.
I recently saw a new documentary called Body Parts, which talks about how sex and nudity are handled on set in the making of a film. And no spoilers, but from what we've talked about, I think it's fair to say that this film ends with a very sizzling scene between the two characters. But interestingly, they both have their clothes on in this documentary. So what's it like filming an erotic scene while fully dressed?
Well, it was more a moment about, what is this connection? What is this spark? And it's, dare I say, it's hot because all of the tension and all of the, again, what is unsaid is what you can feel jumping off the screen. So it's not about a rawness of, or an explicitness. It's about that connection between the women and that I think is the spark that you want to be a part of. Yeah.
But as an actress, how do you prepare? How do you rehearse a scene like that?
You don't.
Oh, interesting.
You don't. You see what happens on screen. That's certainly what we did. We tried that the ending many different ways, and that was the one that made the most sense for the story.
Totally. No, it was a very hot scene, and it felt natural. It felt real.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Woman Meets Girl, the 15-minute short film, comes across as almost a one-act play where everything takes place on the same set. Have you ever done any stage acting?
Yeah, I have a degree in theater from Simon Fraser University in Vancouver.
There you go.
And I spent many years on stage. So this is very much like a stage. It could be a play, actually, the way that the short is written. It's very much a one act. You're so right.
So as an actress, as an actor, how do you take your experience on stage and put it to work on film? What are the differences, in other words, between working on stage and on film or on TV?
Well, acting is acting, I always say. It's always the same basic principles. You have to know what your character wants and how they're going to go about getting it. But I think the difference in both mediums is that on stage, you're bringing the audience, you're sending yourself out to the audience. Whereas on film, it's sort of you bring them in to you. So you can be a little more subtle. You can be a little smaller because the camera's right there to capture it all. You don't need to do that much. But in the theater, you've got to make sure the back row of the house can feel what you're doing.
And is TV even more close?
I wouldn't think of it that way. I sort of think of it, a film, a TV in the same vein, in that, those cameras are right there. So they'll capture whatever you've got going on.
This is Daniel Garber of the Movies on CIUT 89.5 FM. And I'm speaking with actor Anuka Okuma about her newest film, Woman Meets Girl, having its world premiere at the Toronto Black Film Festival. Now, Woman Meets Girl is written by Murray Peters and portrayed by you and Chelsea as a film told through a female, black, and queer lens. What's it like inhabiting that space?
Well, I certainly wanted to be respectful. I'm not in the queer community, but we have, we are telling a story. And I wanted to, I just felt that for my way in, Annabelle is discovering things about herself. And so that was the angle that I took in terms of not answering the question of whether she's queer or not. She's just for the first time in her life questioning and going down a road of discovery.
Anuka, you were born and raised in Vancouver, BC, and have worked steadily as an actress for more than 30 years. But what was your first big break in Vancouver after university or as part of that, what was the moment you felt, okay, I've made it. I'm an actress now.
I have yet to feel that.
I find that hard to believe.
No, I think it was probably I did a show called Madison, which was a teen drama, and I was lucky enough to do quite a few teen dramas in the early days. But Madison was a pretty special cast, and I still have dear friends from that time. And it was sort of the first time I really understood how to make a TV show, at least from an actor's perspective. It was training ground, and it was a lot of fun, and cements a lot of sort of basic rules and things that I've been using since then.
As a Black woman, a Black Canadian woman of Nigerian descent, what was it like looking for work or working as an actress in a very diverse city like Vancouver, but one with a relatively small Black population?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question for sure, because, you know, for many years, I was quite lucky because there were only a few of us Black actresses, and American productions would come up and they would want to make sure that the cast was a little diversified. So you know, if I didn't get it, then I, you know, I know who else would get it, and we all cheered each other on. It was great. But it's also sort of, you're still sort of relegated to only the supporting roles. So, you know, even right up until now, after 30 years and plus of acting, I'm still, you know, looking for those roles that I can portray as the one who's telling the story, not the one who's supporting the story, which was another huge attraction for this particular film, Woman Meets Girl, because, you know, for the first time, I get to be the one whose story it's about.
And this was made in Toronto. Do you live in Toronto now, or?
No, I've lived in LA since 2006, but I just keep working in Toronto.
Oh, okay. What is the feeling, if there is a difference, about working between working in Vancouver, Toronto, and Hollywood or LA?
Well, all three cities are my home, as far as I'm concerned, because I've spent a lot of time working in Toronto. I obviously grew up in Vancouver and I live in LA. So, you know, in terms of work, Vancouver, it's just always home. There's just people I grew up with that I'll meet on a set and rekindle a friendship. In Toronto, I have a lot of working relationships because I've done so many shows there. And my husband is from, you know, he was born in BC, but he grew up in Etobicoke. So We've got a whole network of people in Toronto. So they're all different, but I enjoy being and working in every single one of those cities.
And what you were just talking about instead of being a supporting someone else's vision by having you the one doing the action, other people supporting you, thinking of that. What role would you, if you could do any role in the world, what role would you choose to do that in?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think I have to write it, actually. I don't think I've seen it yet. I think I have to create it. That's the journey I'm on too, as I write and direct and continue producing as well. So we'll see, Daniel.
Well, I wish you great luck in that. And I can't wait to see this as a finished film. I mean, this is a finished short film, but I can't wait to see this as a feature.
Yeah, thank you so much. Me too.
Thanks so much for talking with me, Inuka.
Of course, thank you.
Inuka Akuma's latest film, Woman Meets Girl, is having its world premiere at the Toronto Black Film Festival on February 18th. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.